never even happen. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get your shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition at the best price anywhere. Check out game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuddyback, and a large selection of binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center also sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Listen to WLW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune in to Sports Radio 102.1 live and worldwide at WLWSports.com and take us with you on the go. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hanson with your call tonight. Our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill. It's now time for our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today in the flesh from the Huron Daily Tribune. It's the slugger of the slant route, Paul P. Adams. Good to have you back, sir.
Good to be back from Chicago. I'm refreshed. I feel like I can stop Dave's winning streak today.
Okay. And, of course, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hanson.
And no, he can't.
I'd like to point out who's still in first place, though.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season, it's only a matter of time. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week, which has been the case three times this season. And since Dave Hanson has strung together two wins in a row, the standings sit at Paul Adams 1, Dave Hanson 2, and Clark Ramsey 3. Dave Hanson, the tee is yours.
You hesitated a lot after the 3. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't. Right. Well, good to have you back, Paul.
It's good to be back.
Missed you. I was having a good streak without you here. I don't know. It was kind of working in my favor.
What do you say? You don't want me around?
Well, maybe. But anyways, should be a good game here. Now, keep in mind, Marlette needs to win this game to make the playoffs. Harbor Beach is out. Mathematically, they are out. So they are in the spoiler role. So I expect to see the team that needs to win the most to play the best. So as much as we'd like to see a really good game, I think it will be. But I think the Red Raiders win on the road, and I have Marlette winning the game 28-16.
28-16, a 12-point differential in favor of Marlette for Mr. Dave Hanson. Paul Adams.
Very interesting, Dave, and you brought up a lot of good points and some points that I'm going to use. There's nothing like being a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I mentioned the word.
That's what I'm trying to do here today is spoil this for you. And, like you said, Harbor Beach officially eliminated from the playoffs. I know that is very tough for them to deal with, but when you're officially eliminated, you can still find motivation in games. And Harbor Beach's motivation is, if we can't make it, let's make it so Marlette can't make it. If they win today, they all but eliminate Marlette from the playoffs. I saw a team last week that went toe-to-toe with Ubley for a half of football. That's a very good Ubley football team. And Ubley absolutely wiped the field with Marlette. I think Harbor Beach comes out motivated. I'm going to pick the Pirates 24-16 to win this game. So a little bit of an upset. We will ensure that Clark Ramsey stays at three because we are opposite on that. So unless there's a tie, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so. Going with the
Pirates.
Okay, so Paul Adams in with the Harbor Beach victory, 24-16 for an 8-point win, and Dave Hansen in the books with a Marlette prediction of 28-16, Marlette by 12. So there you go. Let's take a look at the other games going on across the region. We'll start out in 8-player divisions, NCTL in the MM8-MFC. And in Flint tonight, we have Owen Gage at 7-0 traveling to Burton Madison Academy.
Actually, that game's in Owen Gage. It got flipped around.
But that's probably a safer bet.
But nonetheless, Owen Gage won this contest the first time around. They win this game tonight. It's for a league championship. They have not been challenged in this league. I think Owen Gage wins fairly easily.
I don't think you could say anything else. Owen Gage, clearly the best team in their division. Burton Madison, not going to touch him tonight. Owen Gage wins.
North Huron seeing a 3-4 in the season, traveling to Carsonville to take on CPS, who is 0-7.
Yeah, tough times for CPS. North Huron, they already played this game earlier in the year. It wasn't close. It's not going to be close again. North Huron should win it fairly easily. And that they have Akron Fairgrove next week and going to need a little bit of help maybe to sneak into the playoffs.
Well, North Huron a little banged up, as we both know, but CPS 0-7 for a reason. We'll take North Huron.
Deckerville and Peck square off tonight in Peck, Michigan.
On the surface, 6-1 versus 6-1 looks like a very good matchup. I don't think this is even going to be close. Peck's lone loss is to Morris, and that was a 42-0 loss. Deckerville just lost to Morris 34-30. I think when you look at those two games, those two losses, I think Deckerville is clearly superior in this game.
I don't know if it's that clear, but I do think Deckerville is going to win this game. But I do think Peck hangs around for a little longer than you think. But you're right, the Eagles, better team. They're going to win.
And speaking of the Eagles, the Caseville Eagles travel to New Haven to take on New Haven Merritt, who stands at 5-2 on the season.
Actually, this is at Caseville.
Well, what the heck is going on?
Sorry. This is at Caseville, as far as I know, because I'm sending Seth Stapleton there, so I'm hoping it's at Caseville.
I would like to take your word on that, yes.
But this is a must-win for the Eagles. They're coming off I think they're three-game winning streak right now. They could run this to four, and if they can win this week and win next week, they have a really legitimate shot to make the playoffs for the first time in school history. This is going to be tough. New Haven Merritt is currently one of the best teams in the Mid-Michigan 8-Man Conference, but I think Caseville's got a realistic shot.
They absolutely do, but being realistic, New Haven Merritt probably wins this game, but obviously deep down we all want Caseville to win, so that's who we're rooting for.
Dryden and Colvert take to the field tonight. Two combined victories between the teams.
Yeah, and both of those come from Dryden. I know nothing about Covert other than the fact that they're 0-5, so I guess you go with Dryden.
Where's this one at?
I don't know, Clark.
I think the Covert is pretty covert. I don't think they've come out and played very good football so far, so we'll take Dryden by default.
I think that's what they expect them to do. They're just hanging on for the last few weeks here. Kingston and Big Rapids Crossroads Academy tomorrow in Big Rapids.
It is tomorrow in Big Rapids, and then it stinks for them because there's another big game going on down that area of the state. Don't know much about Big Rapids. I'll go with Kingston in this game.
That's right.
I agree. Kingston will probably win this game as well, but again, Big Rapids Crossroads, a team we don't know a whole lot about.
That's right. I forgot Kalamazoo Community College has a big game tomorrow. Let's move on to 11-player division. We'll start in the West, and Reese and Lakers square off. Lakers been struggling as of late. Can they get back on track tonight?
Well, and Reese has been playing a little better as well, mind you, but Reese 0-7, Lakers 3-4. I think Brennan Wisner is all you need to know. Lakers wins this game.
This is a real character check for Lakers. They're probably eliminated. I mean, they'd have to win out and get a little help. But this is where your character's check really tested. I'm going to go with Lakers to show a lot of pride here coming back home, their last home game. But it's going to be closer than we think.
If Lakers wins this game and then turns around and beats Beale City next week, you still think they need help to get in?
If they win out, they'd have a pretty good
I would think Beale City would be worth a lot of credit if they were to beat
Beale City's going to be very tough.
Oh, no question.
Our next game, Bannex travels to Vassar. Of course, at least a share of the